All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's very special guest, Mr. Clay Snyder. Welcome, sir.
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. I feel like I know you through your music. I've been listening to your own path, your record that you have out there, and also your new single. So I want to learn all about the music, and I want to learn all about you, the man. So thanks for coming.
Well, that's so awesome. That I'm so grateful that you dig the tunes, and just really excited about getting the music out to new listeners and seeing what the reactions are and kind of what people are feeling about the music and everything.
Well, I checked you out online. You have a lot of different places online. So Reverb Nation, I see that you're ranked number one in your area, which is very cool, and you have a lot of positive feedback on that site as well from people.
Yeah, I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm also on SoundCloud. Lately, I've been getting a lot of really positive feedback, and it's just super cool because with Reverb Nation, it's not necessarily only people in your area. It's like people around the world. So
yeah.
For instance, I've been having people from like Italy and all these other countries just, responding and just digging the music and getting a lot of plays and all that. It's very interesting nowadays. It's a lot different in the music industry. You can reach a lot more people and have a lot more tools, you know?
Yeah, it blows my mind. I mean, I was born in 69, so I grew up, and I've always been a lover of music, so I grew up in the 70s with the vinyl records and, you know, my mom's collection and then my own collection, and then grew, you know, in the 80s, coming up in the 80s, and I started playing guitar myself. But you just never had a sense that you could reach out to the people. You could have the record, you could admire them, you could maybe go to a show, but having any kind of contact whatsoever just seemed so far out of reach. So not only can you share your music with the world, a guy like me can do a show and get to talk to the people and get to share the story. So and reach a worldwide audience. It blows my mind every day.
Right? It's really a blessing. It's a lot more tools that you can use. And for instance, we met through Instagram,
right?
And that was really awesome. So it's like we have a connection there, doing the same thing, but a little bit different side of the industry, but basically the same thing. Just trying to rep your podcast, and I'm trying to my music,
yep.
And I'm super grateful that we can do both at the same time. It's great.
And you know what else is funny? When I looked you up on Facebook, I saw that we were already Facebook friends, so we must have made that connection at some point.
That's hilarious. I guess everything just adds up.
It's crazy. Yeah. I thought I'm going to friend him on. Oh, we're already friends. That's
cool. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, though. That's something we have in common. I guess I don't have to add you then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what else we have in common? We're both Pennsylvania guys, which is cool. You're on one side of the state, I'm on the other.
Yeah, I actually moved, I moved back over here about 2 years ago. I live in Erie, Pennsylvania now, but I'm originally from Hawaii. You know, I moved out here with my family. I have friends and family that live out here, and I was working on about a year ago, I wrapped up a new record that I actually recorded in Allentown.
That's where I am. I'm in Bethlehem. So
yeah,
I'm right next to
like
that.
My good friend Steven Navid over at Nation Records. I recorded my my newest unreleased album, Manifest Destiny. I actually recorded it at his studio. So I'm quite frequently will be going in your area to do session work and certain things like that. So that's pretty cool that we have that connection.
Yeah.
I was just there about a year ago wrapping up that record. So,
well, if you come through again, please look me up. It would be cool to hang out with you in person too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I will for sure.
A lot of cool venues
here
too.
Late April or early May, I help out my friend Steven. He's a killer front man and guitar player and engineer producer. So we're kind of tag teaming projects together.
Oh,
and
nice.
So I'll be there probably sometime in the future. So I'll definitely let you know when I'm in your area.
Yep, I'll be here. Now talk to me about life in Hawaii. How was that? How was it growing up there? And what was the music scene like? How did you get inspired to do what you do?
Life in Hawaii is just something else, man. It's completely different from probably the most different place you're going to live in the United States, an island in the middle of the Pacific. You know what I mean? So you're so far away from everything. It's really mystic, too, because